Hey guys, we'll do another special show. This is After the Game Basketball as Charlie Five and I recap the Auburn-Kentucky game. Very, very exciting stuff. Yeah, and After the Game Basketball airs every Saturday after the Auburn basketball game live from Baumhauer's. Let's get into it.
The Auburn basketball game is over. Now it's time for ESPN 106.7's After the Game. Live from Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Auburn. Presented by the Orthopedic Clinic. To be a part of the show, call 334-321-1390. 334-321-1390. Now, Zach Blackerby and Kyle Rush.
Oh, man.
Let's go.
The Auburn Tigers take care of business against the Kentucky Wildcats, 80-71. And for the next hour, we are here to break down every second of what we just got to watch. Historic setup and buildup to this game that started with students in the coldest night of the year. Setting up tents outside of Auburn Arena, even though there was a sold-out Auburn gymnastics game last night. They did not care. They were all about this game. And, man, they brought it. It looked like Auburn Arena was electric, and the players. The moment seemed pretty big early on for them. I think they had it kind of had to get those jitters out. But second half, they were incredible, Kyle.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, you said it earlier. It's sometimes we get ourselves into these situations often, but rarely do we just live up to the moment. And today is just awesome to see us go ahead and consummate it. Let's be number one. Take down Kentucky. It was just fun to watch.
Yeah.
Super fun to watch.
Yeah. I mean, so many folks were saying, I almost think this is a defense mechanism for Auburn people where they were saying,
I'm guilty.
You know, even if Auburn loses this game, you know, they still have a chip on their shoulder. They're going to be even more hungry for the rest of the season. You know, you don't want them to peak yet. I heard all these things even before the Georgia game that happened midweek. And it's like, no, Auburn can win this game. They can win out the conference, and they can be the favorite to win the SEC tournament when it's all said and done.
Dylan has a shirt off with multiple other players. Let me say something.
Shirt's optional at this
shirt's
point.
Shirt's optional. Hey, one thing, you know how we know we've made it? We didn't rush the court. And I think the kids that spent the night all night deserve to be on that court, bouncing up and down. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome
and you know, how a game ends definitely impacts, you know, storming the court potential.
Is
that Derek Hall with
his
shirt
Derek
off?
Hall. That's a football team. Yeah. He's jacked.
Oh, man, that's awesome. That's awesome. But, yeah, Auburn took care of business in the second half. Only down by four at halftime, Kyle, and it kind of felt like everything that could go wrong did go wrong. I mean, I think there was a stretch where they turned it over, I know, three times in a row, and I think it was like four times out of five possessions down that stretch there. And Kentucky got up by 10. And then slowly Auburn chipped away. Yeah, it was a four-point game at the half. And then second half, have you seen this number?
Yes.
51-38.
Stroked them. Got out on them early, and they flipped. I feel like it was almost like no time, and the game was tied. And then we just kind of took over from there, and there was nothing they could do, especially once Wheeler kind of went down after that massive screen / pick, whatever you want to call it, where, hey, he could play left tackle.
Kessler?
But I don't want him to ever leave the basketball court.
Kyle, that is the largest screen I've seen since I stepped foot into an IMAX a few years ago.
Yeah, it's like Wheeler just disappeared into his belly button. He just mushed him, absolutely mushed him.
Well, and he stayed down, and I thought it was a pride thing because, like, man, that's embarrassing. Like, that's a tough look right there.
Yeah.
Then it went to commercial, and, you know, media members are tweeting out as we're watching live from Baumhauer's, and it's like, oh, he's still down, like, a few minutes later. And then they showed the recap, and you brought this up before the broadcast did, but he dealt with an injury caused from a similar thing against LSU last year.
No, it was earlier
this year.
Season.
Right.
Earlier this year, he missed several games. I don't know if it was like a concussion issue, whiplash issue, whatever, but He got hit hard.
Maybe a little bit of pride. I don't know.
I think there was definitely some butt hurt issue in there, too. I mean, just going to go ahead and throw that in there.
Yeah, I mean, that would be a humbling experience. There's no question about it. But he went back in the game, so I guess he's fine. So we'll see. But, yeah, Auburn was led in points by Walker Kessler himself. An efficient.
Nice.
He was 8 of 10 from the floor, 3 of 4 from the charity stripe, had 7 rebounds. two assists, and I don't have his blocks in front of me here, but what an incredible performance by him in 31 minutes, 19 points there. He was trailed by KD Johnson, who had 17. He played the most for Auburn. He played 33 minutes, but KD Johnson, it seemed like he shot it way more than six times, but he was a beautiful 4 of 6 from the floor,
yes,
3 of 5 from behind the arc.
And he made 6 of 7 from the line.
Yep, that's it. And, you know, this has kind of been the Achilles heel of this Auburn team, was one, getting to the line, and two, you know, can you shoot more than, you know, high 60% or low 70% from the charity stripe?
Right.
Because it's like this team has good shooters. I don't understand why that's an issue, and it was not an issue. They were 24 of 29 from shooting free throws, so that's over 80%. And if Auburn could do that, they could beat anybody in college basketball.
Absolutely. I wanted to look up earlier because the total fouls and total free throws shot by both teams, because I feel like Auburn has not gotten the break of foul calls this whole season.
Yep.
And Auburn had committed or been called for almost 100 more fouls than Kentucky for the season, but they've shot almost 100 more free throws. So when you hear the people chattering, 29 free throws to 10, discrepancy, whatever, Kentucky just doesn't get to the line. They do not get to the line. That is their game. That is, I don't know what their average is per game, but if you look at it, Auburn had shot close to 100 more free throws throughout the season, and clearly Kentucky has an issue. You know, it could be because Oscar is so dominant inside that they don't really get a lot of fouls. But, yeah, we just and it was a physical game. Gosh, it was physical.
It was physical. And they really let them play, especially in the first half. And, I mean, the first half, Auburn scored 29 points going into halftime. And then in the first 10 minutes of the second half, they, like, almost matched it. I think they scored, like, 25 or 26 to almost tie that up. So they definitely got things going over the course of the ballgame. Hey, we would love to hear from you, 334-321-1390, if you have any thoughts about this Auburn basketball game. And look, going into this, Kyle, and we can nitpick this game if you want to, but big picture, did Auburn prove that they deserve that number one ranking? Gonzaga doesn't play today.
Gonzaga doesn't play today.
They struggled with San Francisco earlier this season, or earlier this week.
Right.
Auburn handled Georgia earlier this week. Probably about the same level of competition. Let's just be honest here.
Yeah.
Georgia's terrible. But this win, though it be at home, is a big one. It's a big one for sure.
I mean, what do you do? You go out and you cover twice against you cover a 22-point spread on Tuesday or Wednesday or whenever we played, and then you come out and you dominate Kentucky in the second half.
Yeah. Well, we all know good teams win.
Great teams cover.
Great teams cover.
KenPom probably really liked this week.
You would have to think, especially the second half for sure.
Oh, yeah.
The second half of this one today. But, I mean, just an incredible, incredible performance by the Auburn Tigers. A guy that I want to spend just a second talking about, because I love him, Zepp Jasper. His defense,
outrageous.
He doesn't shoot a ton. He was literally 1 of 1 today for 2 points.
It was a big possession, though.
It was. But he just does so many things that don't show up in the stat sheet. I love the plus-minus stat. I think it's the most important thing. How much better is your team when you're on the floor? And Zepp led Auburn's team today with plus-minus. He had a plus-minus of 17.
That's incredible.
And a 9-point game, that is crazy. When Auburn was down 4 at the half, his plus-minus was positive 8.
Right.
And Auburn was losing by 4. That's crazy.
That's incredible. That's incredible. And the good thing is when Wendell does not have the big scoring night, I think he still ended up scoring, you know, a fair amount of points, but not his usual night, turning the ball over.
Wendell was 2 of 8 for 11 points.
11 points, right. But, you know,
He shot 25%. That's
right.
Not good.
A bunch of free throws. He had several free throws, and he did hit 2 threes. But Zepp just doesn't – he doesn't cost you anything when he's on the court, and he plays incredible defense.
Well, and I'll tell you this, too. In the first half when Auburn – I think was kind of getting in their own head a little bit with all the turnovers. Zepp was the only one that looked comfortable getting the ball down the floor.
Yes.
And no offense to KD, no offense to Wendell. But, I mean, I think they would agree, too, you know, their second half was much better than their first half. But Zepp's the senior on this team, and it showed today.
Yes, when they pressed, Wendell was very – it bothered him.
Yeah.
He was very bothered by that press. And there was a time when, for whatever reason, we didn't seem to send help. And then Zepp just said, screw it, and he ran down, got the ball, and brought it up the court. Yeah, you're right. He is like ice in his veins when he has the ball in his hands. And that's huge because you go out, you don't fill up the stat sheet, but you have 3 assists, no turnovers. And you only commit 1 personal foul. He is so valuable. He's the most valuable player that I feel like the stats don't reflect how valuable he is.
Yes, I mean, this team is not as good when he's not on the floor. And I know there's a lot of excitement with Wendell, and KD's the most emotional player I've ever seen, and I love every second of it. But this team is not, 17-1 and 7-0 in SEC play without Zepp Jasper.
No question. But it's so perfect. To me, it's such a perfect tandem. You have your senior steady guy that you can count on to handle the ball, distribute the ball, not turn it over, and then you have your spark plug, Wendell, who can come in and he can score, 12 to 15 points like that. You know, so I love these guards, man. I absolutely love them. Even though they struggled a little bit early, I still love, man, we just have an awesome trio of small guys that can just make it happen.
There's no question about it. And Auburn basketball Twitter, keeping the tradition alive. The Kentucky men's basketball account has posted the final score tweet. Of course, 80-71 as we break that down here from Baumhauer's. And there are already over 3,000 memes posted. And this was it was posted at 22, so 6 minutes ago. So you love to see it.
That's amazing. The creativity there, it's like they plan them. They have to be planning them like days or weeks in advance. And then just the coordinated hit all at once is absolutely – I've never seen anything like it.
Well, they have like weekly Auburn meme Twitter spaces and they call them like Auburn basketball meme workshops. And they like teach fans how to make the meme so they all look uniform.
Yes.
And I love that people
Branding.
Are writing about it and they're talking about how like not well done they are. And it's like, yeah, that's the joke.
That's the joke.
That's the joke. Yes, they're deep fried, baby. That's how it is.
That's what it's supposed
to be.
That's
how it is. Hey, we are broadcasting live from Baumhauer's. Zach Blackerby, Kyle Rush, recapping Auburn basketball's win over Kentucky, 80-71. We'll be back in just a moment, and we'd love to hear from you. 334-321-1390. Back in a moment. You're listening to ESPN 106.7.
The Auburn basketball game is over, but we're just getting started. This is After the Game on ESPN 106.7. Call us at 334-321-1390. On Twitter, send us a message at ESPN 106.7.
All right. Zach Blackerby, Kyle Rush.
Let's do it. Boy, that guitar solo just.
I'm amped now.
I'm going to flip this table over.
Let's go. We're live from Baumhauer's Victory Grill, recapping Auburn's 80-71 win over the Kentucky Wildcats. Auburn's third home win in a row over the Kentucky Wildcats, which is really crazy to think about when you sit down and think about how wild that is. But, man, this is the place.
Oh,
Baumhauer's is the place to watch Auburn basketball. This place was packed. I mean, it felt like we were in the arena.
Every time
Auburn scored, the place went crazy.
The TVs are so big, it's like you're watching the game there.
That's right. And you don't have to get up to get, like, you're just like, hey.
People
bring you
things.
You know,
it's amazing.
Delicious food. Delicious calzones.
Oh, yeah.
Delicious pizzas.
Coal fire oven, baby.
It's like the only one like it on the entire planet.
Definitely Alabama, possibly the planet.
My wife is a very proper woman. Like when she gets a piece of pizza, she cuts it up with a knife and a fork.
Yeah.
She ordered a calzone today. And I look over at her, and she is just holding it in her hands, just devouring it. Because it was so good. It was crazy.
You can't control yourself. That good.
I've never seen her behave like that. But I understood where she was coming from.
It comes over you, and there's nothing you can do about it.
That's right. Hey, 334-321-1390 is how you can be a part of the show. All right, who impressed you tonight? I shouldn't say tonight. Today, that we haven't spent a whole lot of time talking about yet.
Okay, so I know everybody tries to dig in and tries to find – you don't want to say Jabari, you don't want to say this, but, like, one guy that
– Listen, I will never be mad at anyone for giving Jabari any love.
We'll get to Jabari. We'll get to Jabari. Okay. But Devin Cambridge, we've got – I mean, guys, he played 12 minutes. He was plus nine on plus minus, okay? If you remember, Grady, their guy Grady, who ended up scoring 17 points, when he was hitting some shots early – the 12 minutes that Devin came in, he absolutely locked him down.
Right.
Completely locked him down, and Auburn went on some runs there. I mean, think about it. He played 12 minutes, and Auburn gained 9 points in his 12 minutes.
I think any coach on the planet would take that.
And he always is going to have his highlight reel dunk every single time. I almost knocked 17 people over on this high top right here because you could see it coming from half court, the alley-oop.
But the environment at Baumhauer's was so exciting.
I didn't even feel out of place.
I think they would have been fine if you hit them.
It was probably one of my top 10 fist pumps of my whole life.
It was good. And Devin's are so good because he floats in the air
you can
for
see
like
it come.
20 feet.
You got a lot of time to wind up because you know it's coming. Yeah, mm-hmm. absolutely.
And I think he does that for that reason.
He is just – his defense over as the year progresses, career progresses, has gotten so good. He's so athletic. He's so good at getting defensive rebounds. He is an unsung hero this game.
Well, and you're not going to get on the floor if you don't play defense.
Exactly. You got to. If you're going to play for Bruce, you got to play defense.
Yeah, and that wasn't the case 4 years ago.
Right. He wanted to dunk it every play.
That's the case now.
And now he has accepted his role, and he is so good at it.
Can I complain about something?
Sure.
We've got to change what we do offensively when Walker Kessler is not in the game.
Yes.
Sometimes it seems like we treat Dylan Cardwell the same way as Walker Kessler.
Yeah.
And I like Kessler a lot as a defender. Running offensive sets through him, I don't get it.
Caldwell, yeah. You like Caldwell as a defender. Running, yeah. Oh, I'm with you. He has a little bit of Austin Wiley hands.
But I don't think that's always been – today he could not catch anything, especially in the first half. It got better in the second half. But there were like three turnovers in a row, and he dropped the ball. Like all three, dropped the ball.
And remember,
like,
at the end of the
– you did the hard part. You created space.
Yep.
Get the ball to you and, yam that thing.
At the end of the Georgia game, he had two – I mean, there were some people that maybe may have been looking at that second half line and hoping that Auburn would hit that second half line. And late in the game, he dropped two right at the end of the game that, didn't cost the overall spread, but definitely cost that second half spread. Yeah, he's got to – you definitely have to do things different. To me, I would like to see us run more through Allen possibly through that and let Dylan clean things up. But I can't – yeah, I'm with you. The pick and roll thing, his just hands aren't good enough.
Right.
Sometimes it works, but it's
– and it's funny. If you would have told me going into the season that would be a problem, it would be, okay, it's his feet.
Yeah.
But he's getting the space.
Yes.
And, like, I don't really know how because he doesn't look super athletic, but he's getting it done.
Yeah.
He's getting it done. It's just – and I'm not saying that he can't be a presence on the offensive side of the court. I just think they need to change the approach a little bit.
Sure. It can't be – you definitely have to have a different approach. It can't be the same deal where we're just going to try to run the pick and roll, throw the lobs to Dylan because he's just not quite – or drive in and kick it under to him. Like, sometimes we take the guard really deep and then dish it back out because they'll collapse. But he's not quite there yet.
Our studio producer today, because it changes every time we do the show, is Ben Taylor.
Yep.
Who is the PD over at the Auburn Network. We love him. Sending us a stat, Auburn scored 52 points in the first half against Georgia on Wednesday night, and it felt like an avalanche. Auburn scored 51 points in the second half against Kentucky today.
Wow.
Love that.
Wow. We scored 52 points against Georgia, and you knew the game was over. And then we just walked it on.
If you have a 50-point half, you're probably going to win.
Yeah. At any given time, if you have a 50-point half, if you give up 50, you're probably – in any half, you're probably going to lose as well.
That is actually a
very telling stat.
Bruce Pearl just announced that Sonny Smith will have his name put in the rafters at Auburn Arena.
He gets it.
Everything that Bruce Pearl does, I love. I can't think of something he's done that I'm like, I don't love that.
I can name one thing.
Tell me.
When they go on runs, can we just once, like, you don't get interest, like, you don't get paid for the timeouts you take home, Bruce. Like, they don't gain interest. Like,
Are you saying less timeouts?
More.
Oh, for the other team.
When the other team goes on runs, man, like Kentucky came out, went on a 13-0 run and stretched the lead out to 10. Sometimes, I mean, we won the game. It is what it is. But, like, dang, sometimes it's like, let's just stop this. Let's stop the momentum. That's literally, of anything he does, that's the only gripe I've ever had.
KD Johnson, America's hero.
Yeah.
Says, quote, when he was asked about the student section, said, quote, "It felt like a movie. I've never played in something like this."
I mean, the TV, and that's one thing, you know, Baumhauer's is awesome. The atmosphere is awesome. But, like, I cannot even imagine. You and I both went to the LSU game,
right,
and it was wild. I can imagine this game was even way crazier. Those kids had to be in a frenzy, delirious, tired, angry, hungry, ready for basketball. And
they weren't hungry. People were
feeding them like crazy.
Shuttling food out there, man.
That's incredible, too, in and of itself.
Just the support and all that.
Tons of – there was like how many thousands of dollars of pizza was taken out there? I mean, there's no telling.
Us at the network, we sent dozens of pies out there from our friends at Domino's. So
it's incredible.
Yeah.
It's incredible. And I don't want to talk about the Alabama trying to – organize a – did you see that? They're trying to organize
cute.
A camp out.
It's cute. They want to be us so bad
in basketball.
In basketball,
it's so bad. And the thing is –
And I think they thought they had it because, you know, Nate Oates last year, I think they thought they were there.
Yeah.
I think they thought what they did last year was close enough to the Final Four run.
With a bunch of seniors.
And, yeah.
And not Nate Oates players.
Yep, that's not how it works.
Nope, unfortunately it's not. And the camp out was not for a camp out. It's not for us to go camp out in the cold. The kids just wanted to see this game.
They wanted to make sure they got
a seat. They wanted to watch this basketball game that bad. They want to watch this team that bad. And that's just incredible. Absolutely incredible.
Yep. Absolutely, man. Absolutely. Hey, we're broadcasting live from Baumhauer's Victory Grill. It's the best place, Kyle, to watch Auburn basketball, but it's also the best place to celebrate an Auburn basketball win. Zep Jasper tweets about that.
Yes.
Dylan Caldwell tweets about that. They both get it.
Oh, yeah.
They both get it. We get it. And there's folks slowly coming in with Auburn gear that you're like, oh, you were one of the lucky folks to be able to go to the game. So props to you. But, yeah.
Yep.
So if you're leaving the game and you've got us turned on, one, thank you. Two, head over to Baumhauer's and Kyle's on an autograph for you. He would love that.
I would. I love taking pictures.
334-321-1390. Anything to feed his ego, he's all about it. You're listening to ESPN 1067.
The Tigers have finished playing, so it's time to talk about it. This is After the Game on ESPN 1067. Call 334-321-1390 or send us a tweet at ESPN 1067.
We are recapping.
Back!
Auburn basketball's win over the Kentucky Wildcats, 80-71. Zach and Kyle here with you, broadcasting live from Baumhauer's, the best place to watch Auburn basketball, as well as the best place to celebrate an Auburn basketball win. And heck, you can come over here and do that and also watch probably the most interesting playoff game of the weekend with the Cincinnati Bengals taking on the Tennessee Titans. We'd love to hear from you, 334-321-1390. And, Kyle, this win moves Auburn to number 4 on, according to KenPom, which is, like, you know, the metric.
The best computer out there.
Yep, which is also KenPom's brain. But Gonzaga is still at 1, Baylor at 2, Arizona at 3, and the Auburn Tigers now at 4.
That should make one certain sports writer happy, or a little bit more confident in putting us up a little bit higher than 9, Mr. Jesse Newell. Got my eye on you. It looks like he got some TV time. One of the screenshots from the game shows a fan holding a phone that says, "Is that good enough, Jesse?" And he retweeted it. He loves it. He says he thinks we'll have a memorable Monday.
And of course, Jesse Newell is the guy who kept Auburn from being number 1 because he put Auburn at number 8. And really, all he did was, like, all he does is copy KenPom. And he'll make, like, one or two switches. So it's not even like he's really putting his list out there.
Yeah.
But if he copies KenPom again, him moving Auburn from 8 to 4 would be enough to do that. So
exactly.
There you go.
So get some, Jesse.
I think all of this is, like, you know, the Auburn Twitter space that does all of this, you know, the the tweeting at opposing schools and tweeting at Riders and thing, I think it just shows that bullying works.
It does. Twitter bullying is successful.
Cyberbullying, that's why people do it.
That's why they do it.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yep.
We might have to go to commercial after that. I'm just kidding.
Oh, no. We're getting phone calls now. Oh,
all right.
No. Oh, no. All right. 334-321-1390. All right, Auburn wins 80-71 against Kentucky. Let's talk Jabari.
We have to.
Whenever Kentucky was making a run to, you know, get back into it, and it'd be like a four-point game, and the shot clock would be running out.
Yes.
Jabari would just make a crazy shot, which if anybody else was shooting that, I'd be like, why are you doing that? You had 20-plus seconds to set this up, and that's what you did. But with Jabari, when he does it, it goes in. And so I was like, okay, that's fine. And he was 5 of 10. He wasn't the most efficient tonight. But
when
still,
he had to make a shot.
He finds a way. He finds a way.
You know, in the time of analytics and you know, shoot it in the paint or shoot a three type game that it seems more and more people are playing, the art of the jump shot, the mid-range jump shot has sort of been underappreciated. Jabari is one of the best mid-range jump shot guys I've ever seen. I had a buddy of mine, text me, and the last one he hit, which basically sealed the game, was a huge possession. He said, college players don't make that shot.
No, dude, that was an NBA shot. And, like, an NBA guy that's been in the league, like, two or three seasons.
Yes.
Like
seasoned veteran shot.
Right.
That's like a David West just – make
oh,
you
wow.
so frustrated.
We're doing that? Okay.
Yeah.
I feel like when I watch Jabari play, I have to have some sort of glasses on because, like, seeing it through my own eyes just doesn't seem like I deserve
real.
It.
Yeah.
I just don't feel like I deserve it.
No.
You know what I mean?
It doesn't. It doesn't.
It's just so beautiful and pure. Well, here we are.
And we should have, like, as Auburn fans, like, we should have such good perspective on life with basketball. So, like, every shot that he makes, it should mean so much. But that last shot, that was literally nothing more than saying, I am the best player on this court. It's time for me to make a shot. I'm going to hit a fadeaway from however, just inside the three-point line with three dudes on me. I'm going to hit a shot, and we're going to win this game.
Yep.
It's incredible.
It is incredible. And his defense has just gotten so much better as well.
His defense. He played such good defense today. He had two huge blocks late in the game. He had one possession where I can't remember exactly who he was on, where literally he was just on him and the dude could not – there was nothing he could do. There was nothing he could do. And I think it ended with a block and a steal. It was just
– like, is that Jabari Smith or is it a straitjacket? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because the guy can't move.
And he's so long. Like, there's like, I'm being suffocated right now. I can't breathe.
Right. I mean, that's a tough way to go.
That is a tough
way to go. That'd be a tough way to go.
Of all the ways to go, that's the last one.
Yeah, that would be that'd be bad. Move it closer to your mouth. Yeah. There you go. Perfect. Perfect. All right. Where do you want to head next? There's so many things to talk about. There's so many things. I know. I want to talk about Jalen Williams for a second.
Okay.
You know, we talked about Zepp being, you know, the senior and all this. I wish Jalen would have played more than 10 minutes because every time he got involved, it seemed like good things happened.
Yeah.
He made his only two shots that he took because Jalen doesn't take bad shots.
Right.
He got to the free throw line three times in those 10 minutes. He made all of them.
All three.
Yeah. It was because of, you know, the one shot he got fouled shooting a three, but still, I think he did a good job drawing it. I'm a little surprised they called it, if I'm being honest. But he's a good defender. And in the way that this game was so physical, I wouldn't have mind having him on the floor defensively more, too. Yeah.
I mean, 10 minutes and 7 points. What more can you ask
and
he never missed a shot.
He was plus 5.
He did not miss a shot.
Nope.
He did not miss a shot. I have so much respect for Jalen because he was a highly recruited player, and he's come in, and he is a steady, good college basketball player, but for whatever reason, we keep getting – superstars that play over him, and he still comes and he plays his 10, 12 minutes, 15 minutes a game. He plays so hard, and he's going to make some big shots. We talked about it. Like, they just go in. We don't know how they go in, but they just go in.
Right. Yeah. it's not nothing but net shots.
No.
It's going to bounce around for a little bit.
But it's going in.
But I don't care how it gets there. Just
get
there,
baby.
You don't
got to draw a picture. You don't have to draw a picture how
no,
it went in.
No, I'm not a good artist anyway.
No, just put it in the hole.
Right, right. So, yeah, love Jalen. And I think he's in a great situation, too, because you would assume Jabari will go pro and he'll get a starting spot back.
Yeah.
You would think.
You would think he could go. I mean, it would be a different style. But you could be
oh, I think
a
it would
lot
be better.
More,
I think it would be better for him, honestly.
You could be a lot more physical inside, a lot more inside. You don't have to rely on those. We won't have to rely on Jabari hitting. We don't have to rely on that, like, as the whole offense. But with Jalen in, you get that inside, another inside presence. And he has some good post moves.
He's athletic, man.
He is. He is. He can
and he
hit
just
that.
Knows how to put it in the hole.
He does.
So
he does.
That's
it in.
Right. And you got to love that.
Love it.
You have to love that.
I love it.
But I think that's the exciting thing about this program is because, okay, I think you're losing Jabari. You probably lose Kessler. But I don't know if Alan Flanagan's done enough to, like, be an NBA guy.
I think if he
comes back, I mean, you keep everyone.
Yeah.
If you keep all of your guards.
That would be a big get. That would be a big return if he could come back. And here's my thing, though. I want him to play so good down the stretch because there is so much value to him being able to late in the shot clock, talking about Allen, be able to get the ball at the three-point line and drive downhill and get fouled.
Mm-hmm.
There is so much value there. You got to hit your free throws. He missed two big ones early in the game.
Okay, he made the last four against Alabama. So
exactly.
Yep.
But that's the deal. That's the thing. He can drive in, he can get fouled, and he can close games out. When he's at his fullest, that's our he can be the closer. He can
yep.
be the closer.
He closed never mind. All right.
yeah.
334-321-1390. I blame our producer, Ben Taylor, who just got a free year of Amazon Prime because Amazon charged his account for no reason.
Wow.
So props to our studio engineer today.
He's a swindler.
Today.
He's gonna find a deal.
Talking about closing the deal, Ben Taylor's the guy.
He will find a deal if you don't watch out.
Yep, there's no doubt about it. Hey, you know, what stands out to you about watching the game of Baumhauer's? I want you to be honest.
I mean, literally, you can look anywhere and you have a big screen.
Right.
I mean, you can turn your head. You can nibble off your neighbor's plate, and you can still look at the TV to your right. You can talk to the person across from them. You can see the TV behind them. You can talk to the person to the left of you and look up, and they're, oh, wow, there's a TV. There's a big screen TV.
Right.
They pump the sound through here, the atmosphere of the fans. I mean, it's just you can't beat it.
Right. I mean, there were people crying, strangers hugging each other. It was beautiful.
One lady was standing on the table. It was crazy.
That was my mom.
That was your mom.
Yep. That was wild.
I wasn't sure.
That was crazy.
That was insane.
No, there's nothing wrong. Blackerby's like the party. There's nothing wrong with that.
I don't have a problem with it.
Yep. Yep. And Baumhauer's doesn't either. So there we go. All right, let's take our final break of today's show. Then we will come up and wrap up with some final thoughts live from Baumhauer. Zach Blackerby, Kyle Rush recapping Auburn basketball's massive win, 80-71. Over the Blue Blood Kentucky Wildcats. You're listening to ESPN 106.7.
Welcome back to After the Game on ESPN
106.7.
Be a part of the show.
Back!
Or send us a tweet at ESPN 106.7.
All right.
Apparently we're back.
Final few minutes. of this week's edition of After the Game. Of course, After the Game basketball presented by our friends at Baumhauer's Victory Grill.
Yes.
Ordered some fried pickles before you got here.
Oh.
You and I have both been watching Yellowstone, so I will word this the way that they would word it. But the best fried pickles at this side of the Mississippi.
This easily. And possibly in history. They're good.
They're delicious.
I don't walk in this building and walk out without eating a fried pickle.
You literally will today.
I'll get something to get.
Okay, there you go. Auburn basketball, of course, winning 80-71. And we talked about this leading up to the game, but this was kind of the last big one. Every other game in the regular season slate is winnable for Auburn.
I see us being 5-plus points favorite for here on, from here on out. Like, I mean.
Who are the next few? Read those for me.
Sure. We play, we'll play Missouri on Tuesday at Missouri.
Gross.
They play Alabama tonight. So, they did beat the absolute snot out of Ole Miss, which was kind of surprising. They beat Ole Miss by, like, 20-something points.
The SEC is wild this
year. It is. It is. But Missouri's not, you know, not that great. But we do have to go there and play in front of tens of people. So, it could get.
I mean, it almost could feel weird. It's like, is this legit?
Like, yeah. Like, Bruce could just talk in normal voice, which is good.
It's not possible.
That's not possible. You're right.
He doesn't do that.
Yeah, he'll have to check himself for
sure.
All
right, so and Missouri then, Tuesday night.
And then we have the big SEC Big 12 Challenge. We play Oklahoma.
I love that.
Who is a not a great, not like an elite team, but they're a good team. They beat Baylor at Baylor, and they play Baylor again tonight. So,
okay.
So.
All right.
I mean, you're right. That was your big one, and then you could run off, until maybe in Arkansas at Arkansas, like or I mean,
it just depends which Arkansas team you get.
Exactly,
it's all over the place.
I'm just looking for tough road games. I mean, really,
Alabama at home, I think will be tough.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe, and then A&M.
They'll be broken by then.
I think A&M is tricky.
A&M is a good team, but we play them at home. That's the thing.
Yeah. Yeah, they don't have a number next to their name. They probably should have last week.
Yeah.
But them losing the way they did to Kentucky, like, they're probably not going to get in. But I think they'll be a tournament team when it's all said and done.
Oh, yeah. What do you think about – I mean, is this a rematch? I mean, are we going to have an SEC title – SEC tournament title rematch? Is that what we just watched, possibly?
If I'm Auburn, I don't want to play Kentucky again.
I don't either. I would not even be sad if we win the regular season, if we got bounced, like, second round. Not matter to me at all.
I don't know. I don't know. I just want as many banners as possible.
That's true. We're behind. We got.
And I just want to. I want to watch Jabari. I want as many games as possible so I can watch Jabari
That's
Smith
true.
In college, because that number is limited and it's growing smaller and smaller every week.
And if we want to get to my 39-1 tweet. If we want to get to the 39, we have to win the SEC tournament. So.
Yeah, that's true.
So, yeah, you're right. I don't want to be called a liar. So.
Yeah, appreciate that. Appreciate that. Our studio engineer is saying 5-point favorite against everyone except for – crap, it went away. Tennis, UF, and TAMU. Oh, we go to Florida.
Yeah, that'll be a tough game.
Why did you not mention that one?
I didn't see it.
Got it.
I did not see it.
Sweet. You're a research guy on this, man.
I know. That's my bad. I dropped the ball.
It's a good thing we got a good studio engineer today.
I'm so glad we don't have to go to Vanderbilt and that stupid, stupid arena they have.
It is dumb.
It is the dumbest arena.
I don't understand how it's allowed, if I'm being 100% real with you.
It's like they built it completely, like they thought they were building it like long ways, but they built it short ways, and that's why everything's screwed up.
Just the engineers totally just
– Just totally.
And then they owned it. Like, we can't afford this, so
– recover from this.
We got to pump more money into our engineering program, so
yeah.
Sorry.
Exactly.
Sorry about that.
So glad we don't have to go there. We never play good there.
Yep.
No matter how terrible Vanderbilt is, we never play good there.
That's true. That's true. But, yeah, this Auburn team is special. It's very, very good.
Enjoy it, fam.
Auburn wanted this one. Auburn wanted this one. And, Kentucky folks making this all about them is cute.
Yeah.
It's sweet. That who's the Kentucky Sports Radio guy? Matt Jones, is that his name?
Maybe.
KSR guy. He was tweeting in a lot of Auburn.
I think it's Mike Jones.
I don't think that's it.
Who? that was terrible. That was bad.
I think it was actually really good. I think it was actually really good. But
maybe it's Hank. I have no idea. Who cares?
But he was tweeting about he was like tweeting at the students last night saying like, well, they're not lining up to watch. Auburn.
Yeah.
And I was like, what do you mean?
We're 4-0. Like,
it's Matt Jones, yeah.
We've beat Kentucky, what'd you say? Is it 4 in a row at home now?
Or three in a row.
3 in a row at home now. Like, I think Bruce may have a winning record against Kentucky. Like, what are we talking about?
He does,
2018.
Yeah, right.
Like, who cares about Kentucky right now?
Not
Auburn fans. We want to see Jabari. We want to see Dylan Caldwell take his shirt off. We want to see just KD go psycho. Nobody makes him bleed his own blood.
And I love that, once again, Auburn social media has been so loud and opposing fan bases are like, oh, wow, y'all are really going all out for us. And I love the messaging from Auburn. everyone's saying the same thing. I don't know if it's coordinated or not, but everyone's like, you're not special. You're just next.
Boom.
And it's like, that's the kind of stuff, man, that gets me fired up.
That gave me chills.
Yeah. Are you crying?
That could bring a tear to a glass eye.
No, this Matt Jones dude, and like, you know, he was tweeting at Auburn fans, and you know, he was tweeting at, you know, how about how terrible Bruce is and how great Calipari is and all that. And like, Lexington people are obsessed with this dude. I did a job interview about a year or so ago with the ESPN station up in Lexington. And like, their main competitor is like the Kentucky Sports Radio, and they're like, they're obsessed with this guy. Like, yeah. Their biggest competition, like, the reason you're having a hard time selling advertising is because you're so obsessed with this guy. And yeah. It really kind of, like, it really freaked me out. It's a big reason why I was like, no, I'm not moving to Lexington because y'all are obsessed with the competition. No.
Yeah.
But that dude's got, like, major pull, but it's just like, man, what are you doing?
Yeah,
like,
he's majorly sad right now.
Why would you make fun of the opposing fan base for, like, camping out for your team? Like, be like, yeah, cool, this is going to be great. It's just that kind of stuff where it's like, it's not about you, man. Yeah. It's not about you.
It's just that's just that mindset. Kentucky basketball fans are about as bad as Alabama and Georgia football fans. So it is. That's just who they are. That's just who they are. That's what they do.
Receiving word that Toomers is lit right now.
It was all caps.
Also receiving word that some people do like the Vanderbilt Arena.
Who?
My
Who
mom.
Are you?
My
oh,
mom.
Okay.
My mom did.
I'll allow
you. You want to say something else about it now?
I love it.
A little bit?
Actually, I love that place.
You know, it's actually not that bad.
It's not that bad. If you really think about it, it's not that bad.
All right. Well, cool. No, this is fun. We'll be back next week recapping Auburn and Oklahoma, part of the Big 12 SEC Challenge. That'll be fun.
That will be fun.
What time is that game? Do we have that?
I think it's at 5.
It's at 2 Eastern.
2. Yeah, I was close.
So
sometime afternoon.
So we'll hit the air a little after 3 o'clock next week here at Baumhauer's.
Be a blast.
Not 5.
Not 5.
It is at 1, according to what our studio producer, Ben Taylor, who...
It's 1. I don't even know where I came up with 5.
That's fine. It's okay. We have fun here at Baumhauer's. There's nothing wrong with that. Cool. Kyle, thank you so much.
Always a pleasure.
Ben Taylor, thank you so much.
You're okay.
Yeah, buddy.
All right. Sweet. You've been listening to ESPN 106.7 After the Game.